Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, the Shir should be a special schus for Mary Marissa Sheyichu. And the schus Eliyahu ben Sarah, Yom Migul Chalam, Yom Yerucham Ben Zgula, Yosef Ez Ben Esmer, Yitzhak Ben Esther, and Rosh Minister Yisrael Moshe Mordechai, Ben Yel Karka Shlik, Yom Chalam, Yom Melayem, Yishm Zmaram Yaakov Shachna, and Linishmas Levi Ben Shmuel, and Linishmas Chanam Sevin Atzman, Rosh Minister Zev, And Marisa's Vesem Shmuel, Chorna Chorna Chaviva, is based on the Torah of Marina Ravenu, Marina Shaishiva, Rav Udmuzat Tzal, Sukkos Tovshin Chav Beis, 1961. On the first night of Sukkos, Yushpizin of Avraham Avinu, which Baruch Hu says, Va'aleo Le'ola. Bring him up as an Ola. Rashi says that he said to, that Avram said to Kodesh Baruch Hu, I don't understand. Yesterday you told me, Ki Yitzchak Ol Chazara. Yesterday you told me that I'm going to have seed from Yitzchak. And then you told me, now you're telling me, Vale Olaola. That he's going to be an Ola. So how could it be that both he's going to be seed for me and he's also going to be an Ola? If he's a carbon, he's gone, he's done, he's finished, it's toast. Literally. So how could it be both Kivitza Kol Chazara and Hale Olaola? There's a Rashi in Chav Beis Beis, Yud Beis, after Hashem tells him not to sacrifice. He said, I don't understand. First you tell me he's going to be seed, and then you tell me to sacrifice him. And now you're telling me not to sacrifice him. So can you please explain? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, I don't change my mind. When I said take him as an Ola, I didn't mean to shecht him. I meant Ha'aleu. Bring him up as an Ola, and then take him down. Bring him up, take him down. So we want to be only here on one akuda, and that is, could it be that a Navi doesn't know Pshat Nis Nevuah? He doesn't know what Nevuah means? Of course he does. So how could it be that Avraham Avinu didn't understand what Hashem meant when he said, Ha'aleu Le'ola, Pitom, Daishu Ivin, Tukba Valshu Lo Ivin? So we're going to present the following malach. What Ha'aleu Le'ola means that he should be makdish as an ola and he should be malam as beach. Just memela, once you're makdish someone as an ola and you bring the animal as beach, you didn't have korban, you have to shecht. But now we tell the tzibu of Ha'aleu. That Avraham Avinu understood. Avinu understood that his only job is to be makdish him as an ola, sanctify him as an ola, and put him on the mizbeach. And just memela, medina korban, he has to shecht. Not because he was told Haleo. Haleo just means make him a carbon and put him on the Mizbech. And all of this Avraham Avinu understood. And Afkamina Lamaisa, if the Tzibu is directly on the Shechita, or if the Shechita was a Memele, Medina HaKarban is, Im Ekdishu V'Haleo Lo La'al Mizbech. V'Chach Nenas V'Lo La'al Biyadu L'Shech. What would be the din if he was makdish him as an ola, the animal, the person, and then he puts him as an ola on the mizbeach, and then there's an onus and he wasn't able to shecht. If the tzibu is on the shechita, sof, he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah. Even though the onus rachman apatri, he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah. But if he's only mitzvah to make him an ola, and onus rachman apatri on the shechita, so he did what he was supposed to do. He did everything he was supposed to do. What was he supposed to do? He was supposed to bring him up as an ola. He brought him up as an ola. Just memela, you have to shecht him also. He couldn't do the memela because of onus, so he gets 100 on the test. If he was commanded to shecht him, mamish. So if he didn't do it, he's onus, but he didn't do it. So if he didn't do it. But he's only commanded to bring them as beach, and it's just memela, medina, carbon, he has to shecht him, and he brought him as beach, and there was an onus. So he's fine. He did what he's supposed to do. He's mekayim the mitzvah, he's male. And And so the Kadosh Baruch Hu answered, Askir Achachse. Avraham Avinu understood all that. So that was really Avraham Avinu Shaila. Which one is it? Which one is it? Is Pshat that I was Mekayim what you said 100%? Because I brought him his back and now there's an onus I can't shechem, told me not to shechem? Or is Pshat that I was really actually supposed to shechem? And onus rechman apatri, I'm pater, I can punish, but I didn't do what I was commanded to do. And then Hashem answered, no, you did what you were supposed to do, you 100%. You get 100 on the test. You're a little boy, you get your sticker chart. You get a whole package of stickers. Kids love stickers. Obviously, we're dealing with Gavor, we're dealing with Avraham Avinu, we're dealing with Kedis Yitzchak. But the point I'm making is that you did exactly what you're supposed to do. Aske v'achse, achse. Hashem said, I want you to put him on the Mizbech and then take him down. So Avram's only shadow, wasn't that he misunderstood the Nefuah? He understood exactly what he was supposed to do. He was supposed to bring him on the Mizbech and shecht him. That was his job. The question was, what exactly is the gather of this command? Is it just to bring him on the Mizbech and the male is Dine Shechita? Or part of the command is the Shechita? And Hashem said, no. The command is put him on the Mizbech and then Memeila Medine Shechita shecht him. But since you weren't able to, so you did everything perfectly. There are those who say this mahalach, but it's not so pashut. Or at least there was at least one Talmud Chacham who said this. The problem is, first of all, we have a Kabbalah, we call it Gedolim, that Haleo means Shechteu, not just be Makdishim as an Ov. And then the son of the Akedah was that there's a Tzivu even a Vuam of Furesh is Lishchot as Benam. And Al Tishlach Yotcha Lenar is a Stira to the first Tzivu. So it's not pshat that there was a suffix, no suffix. As far as the kiyum dinei ola, this lamdish is suffix. No. The command was to bring him shechtem as an ola. And al tishlach yotcha was saying don't shechtem as an ola. It was a stira. It wasn't this that he wasn't sure about dinei ola. And then Hashem told him, no, the gedder is that you're supposed to put him up and then take him down. But you were mekayim everything you were commanded to do because you put him up. No. Ze kabbalah b'yadenu shelokach. And not only that, but it says Ve'akod is Yitzchak Beno V'yasim Sama Mizbech Mimala Itzem V'yishlach Abnei Mosev V'yichas Ma'achel Lishchot Es Beno. That doesn't get in the bracha. You know what gets in the bracha? When he actually shechs the aisle, Vayaleh Le'olah Tachas Benoi, then he gets Kivarecha Berechecha. So you know what that shows us? That shows us that the Ha'aleu, bring him up as an ola, that means hakriveu. You have to actually sacrifice. Another kashi is mimash yadun lanu divrei chazal madrigasu shel Yitzchak shel nemar bo zchira. About Yitzchak, it doesn't say zchira. Zchati is brisi Yaakov, avos brisi Yitzchak, avos bi Avram Ezkor. The zchira is on brisi Yitzchak and brisi Avram, but not by brisi Yitzchak. By Yitzchak, it doesn't say Zechira, only by Avram and Yankov. Because he doesn't need it, because Efrat Sevra Agam Mizbech, it's like his ashes are part of the Mizbech. It's like he was actually shechted. The Efer is the Efer Ayel. So the command was actual Shechita. So this whole Mahalach that the command wasn't Shechita is not so. Yesh Ladun. Because the ashes are on the Mizbech. It wasn't just to place him on his back, it was Hakrava. You need the ashes. And that's Tzavram on his back, that's Hashem is still looking at. So now we go back to our Kasha. And Navi understands what's being said to him. Avraham Avinu didn't understand. So the Indian of Haleo Le'olah Tachas Beno, that the Kvav Tzahal is considered like Kvav Yitzchak, very hard to understand. No Musik. Nevertheless, What type of a keder would there have been if when Avraham Avinu was told to bring his son as an oli, he would say, "Hinei lecha ayel tachas meisi, in order to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Let's do chalipin." He had a lot of shirim now in chalipin, in kedushin. Let's do chalipin instead of the zayel ad yelech lechaim, the ayel azay yelech lamavis. That's a joke. Chucha bitlula. That you're going to bring an ayel instead of Yitzchak. Only because he withstood the test is the ayel now considered tachas beno. He was prepared to sacrifice his son, therefore the ayel is considered tachas beno. K'tuvrei mi shamar ayel achar perusho noch an ayel at sveter ayel. Another ayel, a second ayel. Yitzchak's the first. After he was Amid bin Isayan, and he took the machel as biyado, then ha'aleu became asiktiya. Then mean put him on the mizbeach. But until then, what did it mean? It meant actually shechtim. So pshat is that when the situation of Avram changed, the parish of the nevuah changed. The nevuah is interpreted kafimatzav ha'makabel v'shahi. Dugma rochoika, nevuas nin yoina, ninvei ne'apeches. Means two things, Chorban and Tshuva. It could be Hoifech, it could be switched around, turned around with a Chorban, and it could be Nepechas with Tshuva. So they turn the Chorban into Tshuva. When it said the Bali Tshuva, Stama de Kavana is Hipuchara Latov. When speaking to Ninveh, Stama de Kavana is that it's going to be destroyed. Because Divrei Nevuah Misparshim Lefi Amakabu. And that's why Yon understood that it means Chorban. And afterwards, it turns out, no, it means Tshuva. They were in a different matzav. Avraham Avinu changed his matzav. Originally, it was Shechtim. And then when he mamish, when he was Omid bin Nisayon, when Avraham Avinu was Omid bin Nisayon, then it changed to an ayil. The Nevuah is Kefiya Makabu. So the Haleu of Akedah is Shechita Mamish. And Ad Shas Shechita Vayikach Asa Ma'achel Es Biyado, Ad Shas Hamidah Ben Yisayon, Nisparish Haleu Kishchita. Rak Oz Niftach Shar Acher V'Nitkala Muvan Hasheni. And afterwards, it's an ayin. And that's Moitzei Sfosei Lo Hashana, like God says to Avraham Avinu, if you're Rashi. I'm not going to change. I didn't change. So this is all in the realm of Pshat. Vaz says Yirmiyahu, I didn't command, and it never even occurred to me. Chazal says, talking about the Ma'aseh of the Akedah, that I never wanted you to shecht Yitzchak. Meaning, like we're saying, at the moment Avraham Avinu was ready to shecht Yitzchak, then we see that law of Salibi, that God's not really what God wants. Chum say, Noach lo ladam shal nivra misha nivra. Better man not have been created than created. It would have been more pleasant, easier. It says about Briya sal dimine tov meod. So the explanation is, when the koyach ha-briya is mizdakik limidas ha-avoida b'yiris ha-chet, hu yotzir stira b'guf ha-malach shal avodah zlo. Shalo ha-ratzon shal midas yiris ha-chet choteru lekrat akirat ha-efshirut ha-sakana. ולמיתו של דבר תמונה היא בכל יראת חטא, שאיפה לביטול מציאותו של חטא. We have a problem. When your koach habechira is oved in the mid of yiras chait, it creates a stira. Because the rotzen of the mid of yiras chait wants to uproot chait. If you really fear sin, you don't want there to be sin. But the bittul the mitzias of the sin is the bittul of koach habechira. And since when bechira is misbatelis, there's no place for avoda, it emerges that the mahalach of avoda, of yiras chait, is a mahalach asay se'atzmu mineu be. The tshuka, the desire to be an Eved Hashem, means you want there to be bechira. And memela, there has to be sin. And the tshuka of yiras chait, desire strives that there shouldn't be no metzias of chait. So we have a stira here. The yikr chait is shabriyas adam is koach habechira. Has a relation to Koach HaBechira is that that's how we serve Hashem. But first you have to understand the Asan of Bechira. What a catastrophe it could be. So what that means is that you see the Tov Me'od after Noach Ladam Shalom Nivra. And after you recognize how dangerous the creation of man is, it would be better if he not had been created because he might sin. Then you can say Tov Me'od. You start with the Noach Ladam Shalom Nivra, and then you get to Tov Me'od. You start with the I wish there were no chait, and then you say, ah, now I want to have Bechira, and I can overcome the chait. So when a person recognizes the Noach Ladam Shalom Nivra, and it looks like the Maskana turns into the Havamina, and the Maskana is Tov Me'od. And so to Avraham Avinu was thinking about Allah Tzitzak, which is the key of Noach Ladam Shalom Nivra and Maskana. And then, at the height of this recognition, all there was a havamina. It wasn't a maskana. Hamidah ben Yisayon was what was mishane, the matzah of Madregas Noach Lo Shalom Nivra, to the dag of Tov Me'od. The sea of Noach Lo Shalom Nivra doesn't remain as a maskana. It puts a person into a new tkufa of Tov Me'od. Shechita doesn't last. It can't be that the Noach L'Shalom Nivra is going to be the Maskan in Sof Pasuk. Ulfi Shinui Matzav Zem Minoach L'Shalom Nivra L'Tov Me'od Mishtanei Gam Perush Hamilat Ba'aleo. Ba'aleo can mean Oh, She'aleh L'Fanai L'Korban L'Nachas Ruach. Ba'aleo could be that it's a korban, it's Nachas Ruach. Or just bring him up and then take him down. It can mean both. And Avraham Avinu, with his ratzon to shechtim, turned the perish from Haleo being a carbon to being, just bring him up and then take him down. Me'ata. Ola kara lekrat kol mevin. Sherak b'matzav shelo ochlo na adam shelo nivra, afshar lomar Haleo mechaven lekorban. Shehaleo mechaven lekorban. First you have to understand lo ochlo shelo nivra. And you could say with that, better not create it. Bearing him is a karma. It's an aliyah when we're not alive. Adif iyach chayim me'asher im atzob ha'chayim. Never ever was the darkest nochel shalom nivra k'maskana. The aliyah was a karma mamash nachas ruach. But if mitoch haskana zim lo leta dara tov me'ol, ad rab, azay shchitat p'chitut hilo. And now Now we're in Tov Me'od. Now Shechita is no good. Now it's better. This is good. Creation is good. Man is good. So you take Haleu and you turn from being Shechita to just put him on his back and take him down. Because better man, yes, have been created. So the Shimi Hamatz of Mimaskan Lahavina is also going to be the interpretation of the words. Haleu was originally the Maskan, carbon, and then after Avraham Avinu fulfilled the Ratzon of Hashem and brought him up and was willing to sacrifice into the carbon, then it turned into the Havina. The bringing of the carbon turned to the Havina, and the Maskan attack was to keep him alive. Did Avraham Avinu understand it before? Yeah, he understood it perfectly. And it's still perfect. And he did what he was supposed to do. And in the middle afterwards, I could have said, okay, You did what you're supposed to do. Now I want you to bring an ola. I want you to bring an aisle instead. It's going to be instead of Yitzchak. No, Havar Meirum Samchen Oid. So that is a beautiful way of beginning our Sukkos with the Yishuzin of Avraham Avinu and getting a better Havar on the Akedah. We have such a choshev guest in the Sukkah. It's because I, Lahamik Me and Yano. Okay, Shalom, Shalom, see you next week.